You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Last month, the Dr. Everett Chambers Hospital in Fredericton announced that it would stop providing abortion services. Currently, the hospital is the only place for publicly funded abortions in New Brunswick. The Morgenthaler Clinic in Fredericton also provides abortions, but these are not funded by the province. Women must pay for the services of that clinic. Judy Burwell is the former director of the Morgenthaler Clinic and is a member of the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada. She joins me this morning from her home in Fredericton. Hello, Judy.
Good morning, Jane.
Are women in New Brunswick going to have access to publicly funded abortions after June 30th when the Chambers Hospitals have said it's going to stop providing the service?
Well, according to our Minister of Health, Brad Green, they will. He's calling it a seamless transition, but it's not quite seamless. They have announced that they found two doctors in two regions, I think there are seven different regions in New Brunswick, who will perform abortions. We have yet to hear where the two doctors are working and what regions they're in. And this is causing some problems because my understanding is that the hospital has reached their quota. They can't do any more now. They're booked solid until the end of June. And in the meantime, doctors just have nowhere to refer their patients.
So if I were a woman who was wanting an abortion now in New Brunswick, then I wouldn't be able to book that and feel secure that I was going to be able to have it.
Well, no, because even if you have a doctor who's willing to refer you to the hospital, they just don't know who the doctors are who are going to be doing the abortions or where they are. So I know the clinic in the last week has had quite a few calls from doctors trying to find out if we know anything where they can refer their patients. And, of course, they don't. So at the moment, those women are really having to come to the clinic and will, of course, have to pay.
Why has the hospital decided to stop providing abortions?
Well, the reasons they gave, one was that it being the only hospital in New Brunswick doing abortions put a tremendous strain on them. When I first started at the Morgenthaler Clinic, I'll just take you back a little bit, which was 6 years ago, there were three hospitals doing abortions in the province. And then gradually the St. John Hospital, which is the largest hospital in the province, stopped doing abortions. And then 3 years ago, the Moncton Hospital, that was doing on average, I think, over 300 a year, suddenly decided they were stopping. So the responsibility really fell onto the Dr. Edward Chalmers Hospital in Fredericton. And I think doctors there, it was getting difficult for them to get operating room time, or all their operating room time was doing abortions. And, you know, I don't know the real reasons. These are the reasons that they gave out. There was a shortage of staff, and the one doctor who was the main doctor doing abortions just said he didn't want to be the only doctor in the province doing them anymore. So those are the reasons we've heard. What's behind that, we're not really sure.
And how did New Brunswick get to the position in the first place where there was only one hospital? I mean, you said the other hospital stopped, but why was that?
Well, because the other two hospitals just stopped doing them.
But you don't know why they stopped?
No, they don't. I mean, the reasons they gave out in Moncton were very wishy-washy, you know, that women were making appointments and not showing up, or that they hadn't had proper counseling. I mean, they were not realistic reasons. But I think the main stumbling block in this province for abortion services is the Medical Services Payment Act, and there's a regulation in that act that makes funded abortions possible only if it's performed by a specialist in the field of obstetrics and gynecology in a hospital, and it has the two medical practitioners certify in writing that the abortion was medically required. And this just sets up tremendous roadblocks for women.
And is New Brunswick unique in this case that it has these particular requirements?
We are unique. Often, you know, a woman may need a referral, but not to a specialist. I mean, the thing here, having to have the approval of two doctors is not something I don't think anywhere else in Canada they have to have. I mean, in 1988, the Supreme Court of Canada said that abortion was a private decision, a woman's private decision, and that it was required to be respected, not approved, you know, that it didn't require government approval of this. And, you know, the hospital, the province here has already deemed that abortion is a medically required service by funding them at the hospital. And it's medically required that confuses a lot of people, too, because there's no description of what they mean by medically required. In our terms, all abortions are medically required. They have to be done by a doctor. And the other restriction is having them have to be performed by a specialist in obstetrics and gynecology. And most clinics and even hospital clinics where they do abortions across the country, they're done by family physicians who are trained in the procedure. You do not need a specialist to do this procedure.
So this is these requirements are why they are not funded in the Morgenthaler Clinic then. Is that correct? Because there is not a specialist?
Well, that's one of the reasons, but I mean the province here has never looked favorably on the Morgenthaler Clinic. They see it as private health care, and they're just not going to fund it. And they fall back on this that we're not a hospital facility, so therefore, of course, they could not fund them in the hospital. But Dr. Morgenthaler, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but he launched a lawsuit against the province 3 years ago. It's moving slowly, so nothing has happened with that. But I mean, it's a clear violation of the Canada Health Act that they will not fund abortions, regardless of where they're performed, in a hospital or a clinic.
And I mean, it sounds like even before this hospital decided to stop doing abortions, and women were having to travel quite a distance in order to get them.
Well, they were, but the other main stumbling block for women here is. You know, you find out you're pregnant, you go to your doctor, and this is maybe when you find out that your doctor is not pro-choice. So many women, they either don't have a doctor or they have a doctor who is not pro-choice and who is not going to refer them to the hospital. So where do they go? The only way they can get a publicly funded abortion is if it's with the approval of two doctors. So their first doctor is not going to approve. It is not going to help them. The government says, well, you know, they can go to a walk-in clinic. We have sexual health centers here, but they only see women up to the age of 24. But, you know, you walk into a walk-in clinic and you may get the same thing. You don't know if you're going to get a pro-choice doctor or an anti-choice doctor. So it's very difficult. And many women are just even afraid to bring the subject up to their doctor in case that's when they find out that they're not pro-choice. And there have been situations where women have told us that their doctor had told them, if you have an abortion, you'll no longer be my patient. Well, they're not going to risk losing their doctor, especially if they have family or children, and they need a family physician.
And I guess that with the whole lack of clarity around the term medically necessary, then it's pretty hard to discuss that with your doctor.
Well, it's hard to discuss it with your doctor. It's hard to discuss it with anyone because you can never get any clarification from health officials, from the government health officials, as to what they actually mean. The best I've been able to get is that they say, well, that would be up to a doctor. So you present them with the situation of a woman who may be on social assistance, may have two or three children, may be working a low-income job and trying to make ends meet. She wants to terminate a pregnancy, and their response is, well, you know, it's unfortunate that she's poor, but being poor does not make an abortion medically necessary.
How much does it cost at the Morgenthaler Clinic?
Anywhere between $500 and $750. They see patients up to 16 weeks, so under 12 weeks, it's $500, and they certainly do their best to get women in under the 12-week limit. But that's another issue with the hospital. If you're 9 or 10 weeks by the time you get to see your doctor, you know, chances are you're not going to get into the hospital under the 12-week limit that they impose.
And $500, I mean, that's probably, if a woman is on social assistance, that would be pretty much a month's check.
Oh, it's extremely hard for them. It's not only getting the $500 to pay at the clinic, they have to find someone to drive them because, I mean, they are having day surgery, so they can't drive themselves, or they have to take a day off work, so it's very difficult.
Now, you've mentioned that Dr. Morgenthaler has launched a legal challenge, and that's moving slowly. How has the provincial government responded to pressures from other groups, maybe such as yourselves, to provide more access to publicly funded abortions?
You know, it's very hard to get their attention. We just recently, yesterday in fact, we had a press conference here at the clinic because we had Vicky Saporta, who is the president and CEO of the National Abortion Federation. And NAF is the organization that sets the standards for clinics and for hospitals that are members of NAF in terms of providing abortion care. So they're a huge organization. I mean, they're very big in the States, but they also, look after all the clinics in Canada as well, if they're NAF members. So she was here and had a press conference, and she was very clear about the violations and the difficulties that this is presenting and how it could be fixed, how easily it could be fixed. The media came out in droves, but the coverage just really, you know, they go back to the Minister of Health, who says, no, really, there's no problem. We've got two doctors now, so we've improved access. They totally ignore the situation of those women that we keep bringing up with no doctors or anti-choice doctors. And it comes out, it just appears then that, well, the province has fixed things, so really, go away and you don't have to worry about this anymore. So it's really very difficult to, they don't want to talk to us. We keep trying, and we will keep trying. We're not going to give up on this. We have the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada, we have the National Abortion Federation, we have Medical Students for Choice, we have a number of large organizations who are very much behind this. And even the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have written, you know, sort of stating that really you do not need to, the service does not have to be provided exclusively by an OBYGN. It does not have to be provided in a hospital setting, and it certainly does not require two doctors' approval. So then, you know, you have to ask yourself, why are we the only province in Canada with these requirements?
Well, thank you very much for talking with us this morning, Judy.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Judy Burwell. Judy is the former director of the Morgantala Clinic in Fredericton, and she's part of the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.